Recipes. This month's recipes have been contributed by members of the National Federation of the Blind of Maryland. Many appearing this month can be found in the cookbook created by the affiliate. The book is called Serving Our Best, Great Foods to Cheer You Right Up. The book is available in Braille, in print, and on CD as a Word document and BRF file. It is $10 and includes over 75 recipes of all types. To order, visit the NFB of Maryland website, http://www.nfbmd.org, and pay using PayPal. Alternatively, email president@nfbmd.org to place an order, or write a check payable to National Federation of the Blind of Maryland and send it to 1026 East 36th Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21218. Easy Crockpot Cream of Crab Soup by Will Schwatka. Will Schwatka manages the recording studio at the Jernigan Institute and is the voice of the Braille Monitor, Future Reflections, and other publications produced by the NFB. He is a member of the Greater Baltimore Chapter. Ingredients: 3 cans condensed cream of potato soup, 2 cans condensed cream of celery soup, 4 large cans evaporated milk, 1 stick butter, 1 teaspoon Worcestershire sauce, 8 ounces Velveeta cheese, cubed, 1 pound crab meat, shell bits removed, Old Bay seasoning to taste. Method: combine all ingredients except Velveeta, crab meat, and Old Bay, and heat on low in crock pot until hot, about an hour. Add cubed Velveeta, crab meat, and Old Bay to taste. Heat on low until Velveeta has melted, about a half hour. Serve. Meatball Stroganoff by Carrie Lynn Walton. Carrie Lynn Walton works in the NFB Jernigan Institute's Outreach Department. She is a member of the Greater Baltimore Chapter. Ingredients: 1 1/2 pounds ground beef, 80-20%, 1/2 cup onion, chopped into small dice, 3/4 cup Italian seasoned breadcrumbs, 1/2 teaspoon sea salt, 1/2 teaspoon black pepper, 1 tablespoon McCormick hamburger seasoning, 1 tablespoon McCormick Montreal steak seasoning, 1 tablespoon Worcestershire sauce, 2 small eggs, 2 cans condensed cream of mushroom soup, 1 tablespoon sour cream. Method: in a large bowl, combine ground beef, onion, breadcrumbs, seasonings, Worcestershire sauce, and egg, and mix gently until well blended. If mixture is too moist, add more breadcrumbs. Form mixture into medium-sized meatballs and place on a baking sheet lined with heavy aluminum foil. Bake at 350 degrees for 45 to 50 minutes or until done, and remove from oven. Place meatballs in separate bowl, cover with foil to keep warm, and reserve 2 tablespoons of drippings. In a large nonstick pot, combine the 2 cans of mushroom soup, sour cream, and reserved drippings, and heat on low to medium heat, stirring occasionally until smooth and creamy. Add meatballs and continue to stir over low heat for 15 to 20 minutes. Serve with baked potatoes, egg noodles, or white or brown rice. Honey-dipped chicken by Janice Toothman. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Janice Toothman. Janice Toothman is a member of the Sligo Creek chapter of the NFB of Maryland and is in charge of the Guide Dog Committee there. Readers may recognize her name from her article in the March 2013 issue of the Monitor. Ingredients: 1/4 cup, 1/2 stick, butter, 1/2 cup honey, 1/4 cup prepared mustard, 1 teaspoon curry powder, 1 to 1 1/2 pounds boneless chicken breasts or chicken tenders. Method: preheat oven to 375 degrees. Grease a 9x13-inch baking dish. Place butter in the baking dish and put into the preheated oven to melt. Check the butter frequently so that it does not burn. This takes 5 to 8 minutes, depending on your oven. Remove the baking dish from the oven and place on a cooling rack. Add the curry powder and prepared mustard. Stir until smooth. Add the honey and stir well. Place the chicken in honey mustard sauce and coat evenly on both sides, taking care that pieces do not overlap. Return the baking dish to the oven and bake for 20 minutes. Baste chicken with honey mustard sauce and bake for an additional 15 to 25 minutes, depending on the thickness of the chicken pieces. Remove to a cooling rack and baste chicken with honey mustard sauce. Serve this dish with rice or accompanied by vegetable side dishes. Note: I use orange blossom honey because it provides extra flavor and contrasts nicely with the curry, but any type of honey will do. If you are watching carbohydrates, substitute water for half the honey. It tastes the same. Just add the water with the honey. Mouth-watering Cheese and Macaroni by Tracy Hall Hennigan. Tracy Hall Hennigan has been a longtime member of the NFB of Maryland. She is on the board of directors of the Greater Baltimore Chapter and is an advisor to the Maryland Association of Blind Students. Tracy loves to cook, and we have all enjoyed her cheese and macaroni at chapter gatherings. Ingredients: 1 1-pound box elbow macaroni, 1 tablespoon vegetable oil, 8 ounces extra sharp cheddar cheese, 8 ounces Velveeta cheese, 8 ounces Monterey Jack cheese, 8 ounces Munster cheese, 1 8-ounce container sour cream, 2 large eggs, 2 tablespoons all-purpose flour, 2 cups half and half, 1 stick butter, 1 half teaspoon seasoning salt, 1 quarter teaspoon black pepper, 1 teaspoon onion powder, 1 quarter teaspoon garlic powder. Method: preheat oven to 350 degrees. Place large pot of water with seasoning salt over high heat. Once water comes to a boil, add vegetable oil, then elbow macaroni. Cook about 10 minutes. Do not overcook. Rinse pasta in cold water and drain well. Return to pot. In medium saucepan, melt butter, add flour and 1 cup half and half. Stir constantly to prevent lumping. When mixture thickens, add all cheeses, eggs, and the remaining half and half. Stir until cheeses are melted. Add seasonings and sour cream. Stir well. Add sauce to macaroni and mix well. Pour into casserole dish. Spread evenly and cover. Bake until bubbly around the edges, about 45 minutes. Serve hot. Viking Sauce for Vegetables and Meats by Lorraine Rovig. Lorraine Rovig joined the NFB in 1975 after being hired as a librarian at the Iowa Commission for the Blind. She now works at the National Center for the Blind in Baltimore, where she proofreads many of the documents produced by the staff before they leave the building. She also assists the chair of the NFB Scholarship Committee. Lorraine says many dishes from Scandinavia add a dash of nutmeg, which led her to develop this one. Ingredients: 1 small container low-fat sour cream, not the no-fat kind, 1 half teaspoon grated nutmeg, or to taste. Method: stir nutmeg into the sour cream. Heat the opened container in the microwave until hot. Stir again. Serve in an attractive serving dish. Now spoon this low-calorie sauce over vegetables or meats for a nice kick of flavor. Aunt Edith's Recipe for Barbecue by Mary Ellen Thompson. Mary Ellen Thompson was a longtime staff member at the National Center for the Blind. We are now extremely lucky to have her talents as an assistant to the Maryland affiliate. She has been an active member of the Greater Baltimore chapter for decades. This recipe can be doubled or even tripled to feed a large crowd. Ingredients: 1 pound ground beef, 1 half cup onion, chopped, 1 teaspoon salt, 3 tablespoons Crisco or other solid shortening, 1 teaspoon paprika, 1 half teaspoon pepper, 1 tablespoon brown sugar, 1 teaspoon dry mustard, 1 tablespoon Worcestershire sauce, 1 cup catsup, 1 tablespoon lemon juice, 1 tablespoon vinegar. Method: place ground beef in frying pan and cook on low with onion until lightly cooked but not browned. Add all other ingredients and simmer for at least 1 hour. Serve on buns. Grandma Lehman's Cocoa Brownies by Melissa Riccobono. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Melissa Riccobono with husband Mark and son Austin. Melissa Riccobono is president of the NFB of Maryland. Her grandmother's brownies are in high demand at affiliate bake auctions every year and at gatherings at her home. This recipe can easily be doubled and baked in a 9x13-inch pan. Ingredients: 1/3 cup shortening, 1 cup sugar, 2 eggs, 1 teaspoon vanilla extract, 1 half cup flour, 1 quarter cup pure cocoa powder, 1 teaspoon salt, 1 half cup nuts, chopped, optional. Method: beat shortening, sugar, eggs, and vanilla until smooth. Add flour, cocoa, and salt. Stir until smooth. Add nuts if desired. Pour into a greased 9x9-inch square pan. Bake in preheated 350-degree oven for 25 minutes.